Remember there was like one song that... Oh, what was it?
We could do some R. Kelly.
We always do R. Kelly. R. Kelly's in some shit right now.
R. Kelly's in some shit. R. Kelly's always in some shit. That's why he R. Kelly, nigga, and that's why we love him. Thank you, R. Kelly. Thank you for bringing me so much joy. I love you, R. Kelly. I love you so much. That's like, that's that nigga that I want to see at the cookout. You know what I'm saying? Where Uncle R at?
Yeah, but that's the uncle you keep your fucking kids away from.
That's, no, you don't go to that nigga house or nothing, but like at the cookout?
You just still make sure that he doesn't just run away with, you know, like, take your kids somewhere.
He ain't gonna run away. R. Kelly ain't that kind of nigga. Like, he's the long con nigga. You know R. Kelly a long con nigga. You're so stupid.
I'm just writing that down so that you don't forget that for later.
R. Kelly's the kind of nigga who's gonna, like, buy that bitch Christmas gifts. You know what I'm saying? Show up at the birthday. You know what I'm saying? R. Kelly that kind of nigga. Like, R. Kelly ain't gonna just snatch your thing. R. Kelly ain't gonna be like, hang us some candy.
You think R. Kelly was buying, like, birthday gifts for that 15-year-old girl?
That nigga caked her whole family out, nigga. I mean, I don't know for sure, but...
I'm not saying after the fact, motherfucker.
Before and after, I'm thinking he's still fucking that. He's probably fucking that bitch kids. One of that bitch kids is probably his. That's the kind of nigga R. Kelly is. R. Kelly put in that hard work, nigga. Sounds like R. Kelly put in work, nigga.
I remember what the song was.
It's the remix to Ignition. Hot and fresh out the kitchen. Mama rolling that body, got every baby kid wishing. Sipping on coke and rum. Hey guys.
What's up? Hello.
We're back. Zach made me eat. Zach's fucked up because last night.
That's my fault.
He got me drunk.
I arrived and you were drunk.
What?
Yeah, I arrived. You had a beer in your hand. I bought you a drink, and you had multiple more than I didn't buy.
And Max had a flask in his pocket.
Which you were also drinking.
Who am I?
Motherfucker hits me up during the week. I'm done drinking for a while. I'm gonna stop drinking.
I did. I've been doing pretty good.
Yeah, I got my show coming up. I'm gonna go up sober. See how that goes. I mean, it was a good show.
I thought. It would have been better if I was sober. And here's the thing. I was at Max's house. And we got through, which is unnatural, because we got through, like, 15 minutes of not even... I didn't ask him where the liquor was. He didn't say, hey, I got some drink in my freezer. He went and, like, grabbed the water out the refrigerator. And I thought we were cool. Like, I didn't think we were going to be drinking. And then... He just went to his cabinet and pulled out two shot glasses. And I was like, I'm not drinking. And then he put the small, like, baby shot glass on the table. And I was like, well, I'm not going to take a little one. And then I'll drink.
Damn it.
I was doing good, though. 4 days? 4 days? I didn't think I would make it 4 days.
Is that 4 days of not getting drunk or 4 days of not drinking?
Nothing.
No liquor?
No, nothing. That's a lie, you'll drink anything. You
said you don't what? I said that's a lie, you'll drink anything.
Oh, I'll drink anything. You'll beer
drink.
Is
you'll, right. You will drink.
If I went to the store, I wouldn't buy beer.
No, it's a waste. I drink beer before I go play football.
What?
Yeah.
One... I think that's very commendable that you're, like, playing football. But
it's why a beer would league. You,
it's a beer league.
Well, at least we made a beer league.
I was saying, like, do other teams do this? Or is it just it's your thing? It's our guys. You guys made it a beer league.
But we're much better friends than most of the guys on the other teams at six. We always have beers with each other before the games.
That's true.
We hang out in the parking lot, we chug a beer.
Niggas probably be passing y'all like...
Dude, they do. God. For sure the guys that will be playing will, like, drive up, like, see us just hanging out, all kind of, like, hide our beers for a second, like, we're back in high school. And we're all, like, fucking almost shady. 30 and shit.
When niggas do that, they always look the shadiest, too.
There's no good way...
Trying to hide your beer. Like, nigga, what are you doing?
It's a silver can, yeah.
Look, there's 3 TVs behind us, by the way.
Oh, shit, hold on. My possession.
Give it. I'm not editing shit.
That's
fine. I'm living a no Brewster, edit. I'm living a no edit lifestyle right now, y'all. Like, no edits. No edits. I'm giving it to y'all raw and real, except I'm totally editing the shit out of this. And I'm going to make us sound as good as possible.
We do have a problem because I speak way lower than Tom. Our levels are fucked.
Our levels ain't fucked.
Okay. Speak I would. Up. I really actually wouldn't know say, about our levels.
Say it with your chest, little nigga.
Oh, now he got some bass in his voice.
Say it with your chest, little nigga. Anyways, there's three TVs behind us. Where are we at today? We're at...
We are in...
Valley Village, Jew land.
A lot of Jews. This I've been told a lot of Mexicans.
There ain't that many Mexicans out here, which is crazy for the Valley. Like, we are running low on Mexicans out here, which, I mean, I can take it or leave it, the Mexicans. Don't get me wrong. But, like, I feel a little uncomfortable out here because there ain't a lot of Mexicans.
You should feel a little bit more uncomfortable out where you just moved to.
Oh, fucking. You gonna bring it up? Alright, let's talk about it. Let's do it, because I need to let some shit off my chest.
Here we go.
I'm
gonna sit back and listen.
Y'all know how fucked up my fucking life and living situation is, and how I just want to murder myself 90% of the time now. 90% of the time. Whatever, though. I'm dealing with it. I'm a happy guy, you know? Fuck it. I ain't working. I live where I'm made. So, whatever. My whole family, everybody in my fucking family just moved. Like, everybody in my fucking family. Like, every single nigga in what I call my family, like, we're all in the same
this
place.
This isn't like a nuclear family either. This is extended family at this point.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. My sister's three kids, my mother, and my older sister and her three kids, and then my younger sister, who is a teenager, and she's in school, and then my mother. Oh my god, there's so many bitches in the house.
Is it just you and Chuck?
It's me, Chuck, and my two nephews. We rolling hard. Those are my little niggas, man. I love those little niggas. I've been so fucking emotionally fraught and fucked up. So we all live together. And it's in Rancho Cucamonga, and you know what? Niggas shooting out there, but it's great. It's fucking beautiful.
Rancho Cucamonga Cracker Kills.
I love that shit. It looks like it's a lot of meth out there, so I'm sure I'll get into some weird shit.
We determined that's not the best.
Meth isn't my thing. I don't know why I just keep that. Like, if I wanted to get into meth, I would get into meth, bitch. Don't say don't get into meth. No, if I wanted to get into meth, I would get into meth. Hands down. Shit. So I'm living in Rancho Cucamonga, and it's great. Zach's about to move into a new fucking dope place, hopefully. I can't wait so I can use his house when I go down to San Diego. Because I can just hang out there.
Yeah, I don't give a shit. Take my dog for a walk.
Oh yeah, we walk all over that bit. You know I'm a good dog.
Dog caretaker. He's a great dog sitter. Yeah, if you're in the Rancho Cucamonga area and you need a good dog sitter, I will vouch for this man.
Anywhere, really?
No, not really anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean,
it depends on the situation. If the situation's right, I will do it, y'all. So,
be prepared for him to, like, crash on your couch.
Well, yeah. Hopefully they won't be there. To be alone.
He's more of like a house sitter dog walker.
Yeah. It's
the house will be cleaner than when you left. I can promise you that.
That's the good thing about drugs. They make you want to clean the shit out of everything.
Yeah, you really shouldn't do that.
That's one of the reasons to do math. To get your house spick and span. Like, that's low-key when you're supposed to do meth. And, like, any kinds of meth. Like, niggas, see, that's the thing. Like, niggas say meth, and niggas think you're just talking about, like, you're, like, whatever, smoking a bowl of some fucking meth. And, no, you're fucking, like, you can take Adderall and clean your fucking house. You can do ecstasy and clean your house with some nice music. Or you can smoke some meth.
You ain't cleaning the house on ecstasy.
Oh, for sure,
dude. No way.
That's one of the best things to do. Like, niggas... You guys, this is the thing. People act like they have to do ecstasy, and go to a fucking rave with all those people. No, 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 no. Sit in your house alone and just fucking dance the night away. That's how you're supposed to do ecstasy. People got this drug thing all wrong. Drugs are for you as a person. I was social drugs. What do you think about that phrase?
Is an alcohol a social drug?
No.
What?
Have you ever drank alone?
I try not to.
Or just with like a couple people? I like drinking with one other person.
Yourself in the mirror or the bartender?
The bartender, you. Sometimes, see, this is the thing. Drinking alone doesn't mean the other nigga has to be drinking. Like, if you drink and you just got another person there, that is okay. That's perfect. I do that with you all the time. And then he makes this stupid fucking face.
It's true, I do make that stupid fucking face.
I fucking hate it. It's such a judgy fucking... You have such a judgy, stupid fucking face. It's like, don't judge me. You don't know my...
You're literally just telling me you're using me to hide your alcoholism.
You don't know my shit!
That's literally what I got from that statement.
You don't know me, nigga?
Good times.
I'm not alcoholic, but that's why I haven't been drinking. I'm trying to go the whole month.
You know, from now.
Starting today. As soon as this wear off. Because I think I'm still drunk. Fuck!
Don't worry, I finished the cognac the Max had last night.
That fucking... Oh my god. My poop just smelled like fucking Cavassier. And it was disgusting.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's how Cavassier always does that, though.
How much did you drink?
I had...
Bottles in the flask?
Mm-hmm. He had two flasks. We drank one in the Uber.
Yeah, can we just talk about how kind of shady almost every Uber driver is?
This nigga, as soon as we hopped in the car, he like, I'm 420 friendly. And I was like, nigga, no.
You hold it?
He was like, y'all can smoke, but then he kept like... insinuating that he wanted to smoke,
right?
But didn't ask, and it's like, bitch, no.
I'm sure you should have just lit up and then just like not even.
No, it was like he was too much. I was almost like, now I don't want to smoke more. Like, why you want to smoke so bad? What you trying to convince me of that I don't know about weed? Do you have a good Uber story?
The last couple Uber drivers I've had have been like real, real strong in telling me all of the recent puke stories they've had in their car. I don't know what it is, but like the other fucking day, I was driving back in an Uber.
That makes them angry.
It was hot. I'm sure it does, but like, I don't need to necessarily hear about it if we're just kind of like.
It's like, I don't care.
You know?
Are you? You're one of those people that the Uber drivers feel comfortable with, so they start telling you everything.
They start telling all sorts of shit.
I hate niggas that do. They do that to me too. I'm like, do I look like I give a fuck about you?
I like have my phone out. Like, yeah, motherfucker, I don't care.
I think all Uber drivers are either like foreigners or drug addicts. And
then every now and then you get that random old white dude.
Drug addict.
Fair enough.
That's number one drug addict. A lot of those niggas still be hot. And I only know because I be high as fuck, and every time I'm in an Uber, I'm fucked up. I feel like.
Should we like. Worried about some of these, a lot more about these drivers.
No.
No?
You let a high nigga drive for you, you gonna be good. Then you gonna see everything. You gonna see shit that ain't there. And you gonna get, and somehow you gonna get there fast as fuck. And seen every alley in fucking West LA.
Hold on, I gotta make a quick stop.
Alright, nigga. But 10:30, I gotta be there by 10:30.
I gotta be there by 10:30. Alright, man, come on.
Alright, nigga. Hey. I ain't fucking with you again.
Can I come up real quick, though?
What y'all doing in there?
Can I come?
Like, what kind of drop this is? Like, let me know what kind of drop it's going to be. Like, ahead of time. Like, let me know right now. And I'll say, we can Uber there or not. Okay. I like Ubers, though.
Talked to the last Uber driver I was with, immigrant, on Speak With A Kid. Did both Uber and Lyft. And he said, if you actually care, They prefer Lyft. Apparently,
because they good tips.
Yes. No.
That's what that nigga told me.
I don't think you tip either one, but I think they get it. I don't tip either one. I thought that's the point of it, is that you don't have to deal with cash at all.
I'm not even supposed to be talking to
you right now. I won't lie, like, more of those fucking car service things. If you're serious about it, you gotta put that partition up, motherfucker. You're gonna drive me from point A to point B, and I don't give a shit about it. I don't
those are the best Uber drivers.
I don't need to tell you about where I'm going. I don't need to tell you about how my day's been.
You let me
right, let me
start
the conversation.
You let me start this. You're supposed to be like a compromise. Like, you're supposed to be that nigga that listens and then just gives
up. Yeah, a lot of Uber drivers kind of like spill the shit about their other passengers. I don't like that, man. Like,
yeah, like, nigga, this is... That's a good point, dog.
Yeah, like, taxi cab confessions raised me that, like, for the most part, when you tell the taxi driver, unless you sign that fucking waiver that you're gonna be on HBO.
I used to beat off to that shit.
They had some weird shit, man. Like, when you were just discovering, like, sexuality.
Oh, yeah. It was oh, my God.
Oh, they're in Vegas!
I used to beat off to so many HBO shows, dude. So I had.
Yeah, the first time you discovered Skinamax.
Skinamax never did it for me, because I'm a fucking weirdo.
It was like, right, and more porn.
Like, what is this? Like, titties? I basically, like, every time I look at somebody, anytime I look at a woman, and not in a weird, like, this, it's weird, but not in, like, a sexual way, but I see that bitch titties. And I'm like, what her titties looking like? And I imagine what her titties look like. Every time, with everyone.
You're probably almost always wrong on the nipple.
I'm 60% wrong on the nipple, but I got a good 40, I'm thinking.
I don't know, man.
You can tell what, if you are a big areola bitch from the looks, dog. Like, you know. You know what their nipples looking like, nigga. What kind of nipples you like? Do you like a big areola? What's your thoughts on the areola? Because I'm not offended by a big areola.
I'm completely unoffended by it.
The areola.
One of my favorite songs is Areola.
By Tech 9. Areola.
Hoop, areola. Hoop, areola.
That's not a song.
Areola, the shirt came off the shoulder. It is a song.
That's not a song.
It is a song. It is a song. Do you need me to pull it up and play it right now for you?
No.
I will.
I don't want you to. Areola?
Areola.
It's like, that's like an anthem almost.
It is, actually. That's like a much better way to describe it. It's an anthem. It's not a song. It's an anthem. It's an ode.
That Kobe poem. Kobe, why you write a poem, nigga? You're such a cunt. I think I fucking hate you, but I think I really like how much of, like, such a condescending asshole you are. Like, you make it an art, really. Like, I aspire to be, like, as condescending as you, just, like, to make a nigga mad. Just over the simplest shit that you do. Because fuck you, nigga. You gonna write a poem, bitch? I'm so angry at that.
Well, you know Kobe's a rapper. You don't tell me you forgot that song.
I did forget. No, I forgot. Now that's so much better, though. He's a bad rapper.
Kobe got bars.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
Kobe has what's the opposite of bars?
Spaghetti?
What? You're going to have to explain that one. The what opposite of bars of spaghetti? Go ahead. Everyone's waiting.
No, we'll discuss this one off air. I don't know.
I don't either. What do you think about bestiality? Let's segue, bitch. Don't think we forgot.
That was just a brutal, like, 90-degree turn. But
by the way, sidebar, we are getting so many views in Cambodia. The other day we had 11. Asia love us. They love the Titanic. The niggas love the Titanic.
They only download the Titanic episode.
Literally all the time.
All the damn time.
They,
multiple times a day.
They,
from all sorts of sound.
Wait, no. Here's the thing. Is it the Titanic or is it Celine Dion?
I don't know. Only the Cambodian.
Asians love both of those people.
Tell us. Do they?
They love Celine Dion.
Do they?
They love any, like, really aggressive white person. I've noticed that about
Celine Dion. The Asian, as aggressive as a fucking sheet of paper.
Celine Dion is incredibly aggressive. She's got an in-your-face attitude, Celine. I noticed it, bitch. She's extremely aggressive. Celine Dion, that bitch be yodeling all over the place. Do I need to pull up some Celine Dion shit?
If I can't pull up Tech Man, you can't pull up Celine Dion.
It's not even the same, bro.
You're right, Tech Man's better.
In some circles.
The big ones.
Anyways, about bestiality.
Recently we discovered that New Jersey, the just absolute paradise that it is.
I lived in New Jersey. I love New Jersey.
My dad's from New Jersey. It's a shithole.
Nigga, you can't say your dad's from New Jersey and act like that makes you a part of it. It don't make you shit.
You've lived in New Jersey. That's
exactly. I love my neighborhood. I like it better than fucking Valley Village.
That doesn't affect me at all.
I like it better than fucking San Diego, too. That's a lot. I felt wanted in fucking West New York, New Jersey. Fuck you. Don't even talk about the name. We're not going to talk about the name. West New York, New Jersey made me feel a fucking part of them. And didn't nobody even speak English, which was great. Because I don't like talking to nobody. So all of them make
sense.
Yeah. Keep the Mexicans around.
No, like, you make me feel welcome even though you didn't talk to any motherfuckers.
Them niggas tried to talk to me all the time. That was great. I'm not Dominican. How dare you? Ew! Get away! What is that sound, dude?
I do.
What is that? Do y'all hear that? Zach's dancing. Can't see it. I don't know if he's dancing or he's just having a mini stroke. A series of seizures.
Not a grand mal. What's the little seizure called? The little one. You know, it's a little seizure.
Mini seizure.
Whatever. So New Jersey recently finally made it illegal to have sex with them.
Wait, illegal? Boo! If you want a fucking animal, you should be able to fucking animal, Zach. If you want to. That's not my thing, y'all. Like, I will tell y'all, that's not my shit. But I mean,
I remember back to the goat video.
If it wasn't, listen, if it...
I'm just gonna stop you right there. Just don't finish that sentence.
If it didn't want to be assaulted, God wouldn't have made it a dumb animal. Okay? It's a reason we can domesticate these things.
Told you to stop.
I'm not advocating for fucking animals.
It really sounds like
I'm not advocating for fucking animals. Like, that's number one. Because, like... If you like, you know, you a grown-ass man. You a grown-ass man. That animal a grown-ass ex. What's that? Do you think, like... Okay. I'm about to ask this. This is about to be weird. What do you think there's, like, child abuse for us is, like, under the age... Does it change?
So anyways, now that New Jersey is no longer...
Does it change?
Now that it's illegal for have sex with an animal in New Jersey, there are only 10 states left that allow bestiality. Max and I each...
Hold on, let me get a pen. Go ahead.
Max and I each, without reading the list, took our time to write down what we thought the 10 states were. My votes were Alabama, of course, right?
Of course.
Arkansas, North Dakota, West Virginia, Montana, Tennessee, Oklahoma, Wyoming, and Kentucky.
That's a good list.
Max, what was your list?
I don't like my list as much now. I was trying to be a little too...
I tried to think
of... Avant-garde.
You know, but when we hear the list of the states, it's kind of weird. Anyways, what was your list, Max?
You're right. My list is Missouri, Florida, West Virginia, North Dakota, Arkansas, North Carolina, Montana, Mississippi, Arizona, and Kansas.
I mean, let's be honest. They're both solid lists. You can read both of those lists and be like,
for sure they fuck animals in all 20 of those states. Yeah. 14.
That's where you would go.
Yeah, that's where you would go. You know, we both have...
Hypothetically.
I'm surprised you didn't put Alabama up there.
I thought about it.
That's shocking to me. We both had Arkansas. Both had West Virginia. Both had North Dakota. What is it with North Dakota? Like, no one... Do you know anyone from North Dakota? I don't.
Have I ever met anyone?
Have you ever met anyone from North Dakota? Is there a city in North Dakota?
Fargo.
Fargo, North Dakota?
Right. Yeah, they made a movie about it. And a television show, which is a great show.
I heard it's a good show.
It's very good, but I've never met. That's why it's such a good idea. Because no one knows anyone from fucking Fargo.
I wish I put Mississippi on my list, looking back.
I wish I would have put Alabama.
That was a good one. So anyways, the 10 states in no particular order. Really kind of a weird list. Hawaii.
Of course. They're so fucking free out there, dude. They're so free.
I almost had Oregon on my list for that reason. Like, Oregon, the new state motto for Oregon should be, if the animal consented.
If the animal want it. It's like, I feel like you wouldn't even have to wear it. You don't have to wear a shirt in Hawaii.
Oh,
you
sure.
Don't have to wear a shirt.
I thought you were about to say something.
Draws?
So much worse.
You don't have to wear draws anywhere, but like...
Yeah, Hawaii, no, it's completely fine.
But Hawaii, it's like, do it, you know?
Hawaii was first on the list. No pick for it, but
I am, like, I have such an affinity for Hawaii, too.
Kentucky. Which, it's one for me.
I want, let the record show.
The record will show. I did cross out Oregon before and then put Kentucky, but it was before we read the list.
It was whack as fuck. I didn't get a
you
redo.
You could have gotten a redo.
Could I have?
Yeah, absolutely.
It didn't seem that way.
I would have absolutely let you.
It didn't seem like that.
Anyways, 1-0 me.
Okay. Cunt.
Nevada. That's really not surprising to me at all. Anything is legal in Nevada.
See, I was like, when I put, whatchamacallit? When I put Arizona, I was like, New Mexico, Arizona, Nevada, pick one.
Well, you know what? You could have picked two.
That's what I should have did. That's what I should have did. I picked both the wrong ones. I picked the one wrong one, sorry.
Hold on, I gotta find the lip. I'm missing one.
Remember, it was like Ohio and...
No, I know, I've got those. Here we go. D.C.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. is not a state.
Yeah, they have D.C. on this list.
Which, by the way, is totally fucked up because...
They pay taxes.
They pay taxes, but their taxation without representation...
Literally, that's like what the country was founded on. But, like, it's still a joke. Like, if you, like, work in D.C., like, you still, like, don't get... Oh, well, fuck it. I have no problem with D.C.
Yeah,
like,
fuck Washington, D.C. It's such a stupid place.
Such a stupid fucking
pretentious big fucking buildings and shit. Why are those buildings so big?
Why are they also phallic? Like,
and white?
Well, we know why they're all
ain't
white.
Ain't that a bitch. Like, yeah, they should be tiny. They should be little houses. They should be little fucking smurf houses.
Nevada and New Mexico. So, like I said, you could pick two of that, of those three.
Smurf a goat in New Mexico. You can smurf the shit out of a goat.
And of course, I don't know how we both missed this one. Texas.
Damn it!
Because, you know what? You try to tell the Texans they can't fuck their horses, they will shoot you.
While they're fucking a horse.
Yeah.
Fucking a horse is really, really, like, a lot.
I think horse people are into, like, letting the horse fuck them.
A lot. That's a lot. That is a lot.
Yeah.
It's, like, a lot.
There's a lot going on.
Ugh. They're very aggressive animals.
Yeah, I'm not like a fan of horses in general.
Their legs are always moving.
You know, they got big
that
ass legs, the
tail be swiping around. Like, how they move their tail? That shit trips me out. Like, how does it.
Hair, I don't know. New Mexico, Texas, Vermont. That's surprising.
I've been to Vermont. It's beautiful.
Bernie Sanders is in Vermont. Should we just start the rumor that Bernie Sanders is, like, supports bestiality or something?
What are they fucking up? Like, this is the question. I'm like, okay.
Cows.
So,
it's gotta be cows. Vermont cheese,
gotta
right?
Gotta be cows. Oh my god, they're fucking cows.
They're fucking the cows up there.
Goat's milk cheese, too.
Yeah, but like, I don't think there are goats in Vermont, are there?
I'm just saying, like, a mini goat is adorable.
Oh, dude, I'm so glad you never met my first mini goat. Yeah.
Why? I would like to meet him. Was it a boy or a girl?
It was a boy. You wouldn't have cared, though.
That's true. But, I mean, in goat terms. In goat years. That's what I'm saying, like, how many goat years?
So,
how many goat years before it's legal?
It's still 1-0 me. Very, you know, I was really annoyed that there was no southern states really on this list. Kentucky is like the only one.
Where is Kentucky?
I really actually don't.
It's by Tennessee.
Seems southern.
It's like Tennessee is like that one that looks like a bar. All
right.
And then I feel like Kentucky also looks like a bar, and it's right by it. I could totally be wrong.
I think Oklahoma is on the bar.
Oklahoma's the panhandle.
Right, is that what you're talking
about? No, it's like Tennessee's like a bar.
Oh, right.
And then like, I feel like Oklahoma. Right, what state were we talking about?
Kentucky.
I don't know what the fuck Kentucky looks like.
You're just trying to figure out where it was. And you don't even know. Whatever. I don't know either. I'm just keeping my mouth shut though.
It's in the south. It's by Atlanta and all that. I know that.
Right? So Wyoming. I have not Wyoming on my list. That's two for me.
This guy is such a cunt. Don't I have one?
No.
I feel like I should know this, though.
New Hampshire as well. What's with New England? What you doing up in New England? Like, there's only 13 New England states.
They hunt out there, dude. They love animals. Like, they love animals. They all got big-ass dogs. They all got big-ass dogs and flannels. Those flannels, like, those things are so comfortable, they make you want to do some stupid shit.
Some stupid shit. And the last one was Ohio. Which makes perfect sense, because Ohio is a stupid fucking state.
It does have Cedar Point, but besides Cedar Point, Ohio is fucking useless.
Such a useless goddamn state.
So useless. They're just there to piss niggas from Michigan off.
I can. It makes sense to me.
I love these chairs.
We worry about me being the one who's like fidgeting and spitting in them.
Whatever, nigga. I've been silent.
Speaking of what? Ninjas and lying in wait, Max had a great story about
Oh my gosh. So, the bar right where I used to stay, like my neighborhood bar, I missed that place. It's called Dirty Bulls. In Woodland Hills. It's awesome. You guys should go if you're ever in fucking Woodland Hills for some reason.
I'm just hanging out. Woodland Hills.
WH, nigga! They got a big ass mall. It's cool. So there was this. Okay, so I go. I met this guy there. And I thought he was just a regular like me. And, you know, we start talking. He's like, can you buy me an 8-ball? And I'm like, okay, whatever. And so, like, I'm in the car with him, and he's telling me his story. And he's like, yeah, I just got divorced. And now I'm fucking hookers and doing all the drugs that I haven't done in 30 years, and I love meth. Okay. Wasn't expecting that. But, you know, I'm not one to judge, and I'm not gonna...
You kind of are one to judge.
Well, I am, but, like... I don't judge that doesn't have a bad life for me. Like, I just feel like that guy was trying to figure his shit out. Okay, but like, there's a way to do that, and you know.
Okay, so this guy's on a good one.
So, yeah. And we're in the bar. We go into the bar. I'm with him. And I'm talking to this guy. And we're watching a football game, and I was making an offhand comment about the game. And he's like, I haven't seen any games in a while, but I've been betting on them. And I was like, huh? It's like, yeah, I was in the pen for 2 years.
Was this another guy? Or
this was a different guy. I'm with...
Right. This is a different
guy. I'm with Midlife Crisis.
Okay.
And...
So this guy's just making jailhouse bets on
football games. Yeah. And I look at him, and he's got like face tattoos, and we just talked about face tattoos the week before. We talked about this that like maybe that week. And this nigga, I look at him, I'm like, oh my god, this nigga looks crazy. And I just go outside to smoke a cigarette. I come back in, fucking face tattoos, is arguing with his girlfriend, we'll call her heroin girl, because she looked like she fucking did heroin. And then later on, she told me that she did heroin and her boyfriend loves meth. So they're screaming at each other. This nigga throws a glass on the floor and storms out. Okay. Heroin girl, we're playing darts, me and fucking midlife crisis. Heroin girl comes up to me in midlife crisis, and then this is when she tells me that she does heroin, shooting the shit. They're talking, and I'm like, what the fuck is happening? This is too much for me, because I like shady shit, but this is too much.
This is too much shady shit.
So, I don't know when this nigga came back in the bar. I look over, fucking, face tattoos is staring at heroin girl in midlife crisis, just staring them down. And I'm like, on the outskirts of the conversation, and I'm looking at this nigga, and he's like, he's got those eyes where you're like, oh my god, something's about to happen. I'm looking at this nigga, I'm like, please stop talking to heroin girl in midlife. Stop talking to heroin girl. He was not heeding any of my warnings. My buddy Mike comes, we call him Coke Guy. Coke Guy comes, and I'm like, thank god, I know somebody else. Let's go do something.
So you have a crisis, heroin girl, Coke Guy, and face tattoos.
Let's go do some blow, and we go do blow, and then we come back. Face tattoos, our face tattoos is gone. Heroin girl and fucking midlife are talking. Coke Guy and I go outside to the back patio and smoke a cigarette. We're outside smoking a cigarette. Fucking midlife and heroin girl walk past us and go to where fucking midlife's car is. Okay. Me and Mike look at each other like, this is not good. This is not good. 5 minutes later, face tattoos comes outside and he's like, where'd my girl go? And me and Mike look at each other and we're like, where'd my fucking girl go? Holy shit, she went that way. I just narked on this nigga so quick. I was like, she went that way in the back with that guy. Like, they just went that.
Blue car, like 7X4.
They just went out there. So then he runs outside. Then he's like, where? And I'm like, I don't know, man. And I guess he knew I was telling the truth this time. And he just booked it. So I look at Mike, I'm like, oh my god, that's the scariest I've ever been in my life. Face tattoos scared the shit out of me. Oh my god, prison's not my thing, y'all. I was terrified. So face tattoos fucking runs out. And then me and Mike are like, well, when's the ass beating gonna start? Mm-hmm. We don't hear anything. And we're like, okay, maybe nothing happened. 5 minutes, like seven, I'm gonna say about 7 minutes. Oh, stop! Oh, oh, oh. He was screaming like that.
That was midlife?
That was midlife. That was
heroin girl.
Midlife. It was midlife, dude. Midlife is screaming. Me and Mike look at each other and we're like, should we go? Like, I guess we gotta go out there. Like, me and this nigga, me and Coke Guy did not want to go out there. Like, so then we holding hands, like, creeping around the corner. And I swear to God, we walk up, it looked like this nigga stabbing him. Cause, midlife's like, huddled over, like, a turtle, like in a turtle shell. face tattoos looks like he's just shanking him in his side.
Was just kind of close.
But he was just wailing him.
Yeah.
And so me and Mike were like, "Hey, hey, stop!
Cut that out!
Hey, stop! We're fucking 30 yards away from this thing.
Still inside of the bar, so you can get back to it quickly.
Make sure you hold that." Keep your hand on the handle.
Don't let that door shut.
Hey, get out of here. Nigga looked back. Just like some crackhead shit. He looked like a raccoon cutting them. Hey! And he just ran off. And then the nigga fucking midlife face was all fucked up.
But explain why it took so long to
the nigga was waiting seconds. The nigga was hiding in the bushes. It was so fucked up. Thanks for reminding me of that. Oh. I've had some crazy stories. I got into a fight on Thanksgiving almost.
Of course.
Something was fucked with me. I'm not even going to belabor you guys with this story. But
you know, I heard the story. It was kind of good.
It's not that great.
It's not spectacular.
That nigga almost got his ass beat.
It just brings up more the thing about, like, what is it with Thanksgiving and fights all the time?
You can't put a bunch of niggas in the same place like that.
What, have you seen the video of the white Philadelphia family where the dude just flips all of the
bunch
table?
Of niggas. Bunch of niggas in one place. It's never okay. Especially if those niggas have fucking history.
Well, family, they all have history.
That's why Thanksgiving is fucked up.
Fair enough.
Fucking.
So Matt's also, depending on who you listen to, was either cock-blocked by your ghost.
I was cock-blocked by a ghost.
Or, the popular opinion, you were just curved and that you just fucking
I didn't get curved. I got curved by a ghost, though, but not by her. Mm-hmm. I hadn't had sex in a really long time. So I was kind of desperate. But, you know, I've been so miserable. And everybody wants to fuck a fat, miserable piece of shit. So, whatever, I was getting out there, right? And there was this girl.
I was putting myself out there.
And there's this bitch that I knew that finally was like, yeah, come over. After what seemed like eons of trying to fuck this girl. So then she's like, come over. And basically my pants are coming off when I get there after all the casualties, you know, like, oh, I like your apartment. And then my pants were like...
Oh, this is a nice apartment. How'd that happen?
Like, oh my god, I ain't got no fucking drawers on. Like, I did wear drawers up, and I think this was the mistake.
I think you have to wear
drawers. No, because if I didn't have any drawers on, my dick would have just been out.
And even
weirder. Well, okay, so my pants are like... I'm like got one leg out of my pants, and this bitch gets a call, and she's like, hold on, I have to take this.
Already, she's not that into him if she's taking the call.
She ignored it once. And then she got it back. And she was like, hold on, I have to take this. And then Aunt Rose died. She was like, Aunt Rose died. And then crying, hold on, went into the bathroom, talking very loudly. And my pants were off at this point because, you know, ain't nobody pussyfooting around. But it just got fucking weirder and weirder and weirder to the point where she wanted to... We did some blow. That's how I got over there. The promise of cocaine. And then she started getting like really emotional. Talking about her mom and her fucking relationship with her fucking family and how her Aunt Rose like... She felt like she always understood her and shit. It just got deeper and deeper. And then I ended up cuddling with the bitch with fucking like half an erection. And then I kind of made a Titanic joke. A slight Titanic joke.
This is news.
She'll never let go. I waited like 3 hours. I waited like 3 hours, and I was sick of this bitch talking anyway. So then, I left. I got asked to leave. Yeah, it was a long time.
Yeah.
I was in there for a long time.
Yeah, my thought.
Acting like I cared about that
there was
dumb,
no
dead bitch.
There was no Aunt Rose.
You think she used me for my cocaine and my fucking cuddle?
No, I think that you were dumb enough to stay for the cuddle after she wanted to just use you for your cocaine and then for you to leave by saying that her aunt
but
died.
But I brought cocaine, so I don't understand why she wouldn't. Like, it was established what was going to happen. And she, like, she blamed me, so I don't understand.
I don't understand what you're tripping about. I don't know. I think, they're not tripping about, but, you, yeah, I mean, you're definitely not playing.
I think I did. Just telling the story back right now. I'm like, this don't sound right.
Well, yeah, you didn't tell me that, like, she got the cocaine at you also.
What, was I just gonna stay there and get two cocaine? Like, bitch, I'm here now. I don't give a fuck if Jawanti died or not. We busting these lines, bitch.
Wait, did she get you over there, promise? Or did you tell her that you had it?
I told her I had it. Okay. And I was in her neighborhood. Got cocaine, I'm around the corner, bitch. What do you think? What kind of game do you think I play? You think I'm very basic with this shit? I got something you want. You gonna have to suck my dick for it. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. Depending on how much they want it. And I mean that in the most, like, consensual way possible. Obviously. Obviously this is 100% consensual. Yeah. I'm not a rapey guy, you know that.
That's true.
We've talked about this. I'm more on the, like, not being fully raped, but, like, you give me 30%.
You're definitely a sex trade worker.
You give me 30% of that. You know what I'm saying? Like a 30% rape. I don't want to get socked in the face. But, you know, like, rub me up a little. So I stopped drinking, y'all.
So last night.
Just say stupid shit. I don't mean any of this. No one wants to be raped. It's never okay. But sometimes, you know.
Again, just this is one of those times. Just don't finish that sentence. It was perfect. It was perfect. Don't finish that sentence.
Talk about bestiality again.
I don't know what else to talk about. Because you kept getting creepier and creepier. And I think it's a good thing that we stopped when we did.
You look homeless, nigga.
Yeah, today is not the best for me.
You know we video these. I'ma look good. I'm just telling you.
You're gonna look fat.
God, he's so self-conscious about that.
Cause I don't look.
What does
Keezo
look like?
I think that was a bag of shit, dude.
That's even better!
No, it's not. That's gross.
I'm glad we both saw it. That's all. I'm going to talk about something that bugs me. Those satire websites that aren't clearly satire and just make outlandish news stories. They get, like, trending and shit.
What do niggas get from that? Like, what kind of fucking sociopath do you have to be?
Well, yeah, it's not even Onion, like, good writing like The Onion or something, you know what I mean?
You gonna trick niggas? You know these niggas is dumb out here, and you just gonna take advantage of all these stupid niggas?
They got, like, website names that, like, could be legit names or something, you know what I mean? Like, what's that
NBC one?
The ABC what?
The NBC one? NBC? Like, NBC.com. .com. And I always see articles from their poster. Because people are fucking stupid. You can't tell that it's a fake website?
Yeah, I fucking stupidly posted a fake one the other day. Because some dumb motherfucker posted it on someone else's wall. Like, it actually happened.
You dumb. Like, they the main nigga they going after for.
They didn't do their research. So when I clicked on it without really, like...
So you really didn't do your research either.
Well, I figure other people do the research like I do.
You just like them, fool.
Luckily, I deleted it.
Just like them. That's why I don't post shit. Yeah. I don't trust nothing these niggas say.
It's hard to.
Remember we were trying to figure out if that guy who shot those motherfuckers up in San Bernardino was a terrorist or not?
I think it's clear he was.
Probably.
I think what he did was a terrorist activity. I don't know.
I feel like that nigga hopped the gun on a bigger plan or some shit, because some nigga made him mad at a holiday party, probably talking about Jesus or something.
Hey, like I said last time.
Think so? Well, hero? In retrospect?
Imagine that attack at the Rose Parade.
What are you? Damn, nigga. Oh my god, why'd you get deep? With the Rose Parade? He is a type of blowing shit up too, nigga.
I'm not denying that.
I'm not either. Watch him. Don't watch me. I'm chilling. I ain't doing nothing that illegal. I ain't trying to blow niggas up.
I ain't trying to blow it.
That's just not my shit.
I do blow people.
That's just not my shit.
Yeah, satire with the fuck out of it. But mm-hmm. Those are the shooting. So, now that you brought up the shooting. Man, that was kind of ridiculous. So, we had the Planned Parenthood shooting like a week ago as well, right?
Yeah.
That guy shot a cop, killed a cop, injured a couple more.
He killed a cop?
Oh, yeah.
Oops.
And then was.
I don't condone that.
Yeah, no, of course not. That was crazy. But fucking not in like the good kind of like, oh, gentle, goofy, crazy. Like, dude was like a violent, crazy.
Who, Planned Parenthood, nigga?
Yeah.
Did you see that nigga?
Yeah, how can you look at that fool and not have arrested him years ago just on like the way he looked?
We're gonna have to watch this motherfucker.
Yeah. He was already like arrested or something or charged with rape in 92.
You know what, niggas? I'm just gonna say, every nigga that get caught for some shit, I feel like, always has, like, a charge in 96 of, like, sexual assault. It just seems like that is a common thread for niggas. Like, you forcibly try to put yourself on a young lady, you probably will shoot some shit up.
Maybe. But, so, he got, you know, taken in alive and all that shit, and media was real quick to do what all they could to not link it to a Planned Parenthood shooting. These guys in the San Bernardino attack, and
oh, they were terrorists straight off the bat.
They were terrorists off the bat, but until we knew, you know, people knew that they were Muslims, no one even really wanted to call it terrorism. I mean, people wanted the media and other people to call it terrorism, but no one was really calling it terrorism. A couple like sites and newspapers called it terrorism, but most just called it like domestic terrorism or something like that. Until we knew, like, you know, the guy's name was like Farouk something. And, you know, they were just too
Farouk.
But like that's when it really became, oh, now it's for sure terrorism. And oh, a lot. The fact they had a bunch of IEDs and stuff, and you know, a bunch of assault rifles. It doesn't look good. But it was, you know, it probably was terrorism.
Them niggas was for real. But how fucking, like, you gotta really be a thug to just want to shoot a bunch of niggas. That shit's crazy.
But you see, all the guys from the news just breaking into the house, like, into the crime scene, and, like, you see what happened with that? So they had the door boarded up, and I guess the landlord charged news stations $1,000 a, like, a station to go inside of it.
Nice.
And then, but they were, like, literally just, like, videotaping social security cards and just broadcasting them live on the news. Like, with, and just like, dude, it was so weird. Like, I'm expecting to see criminal charges brought against the news companies, like some of the reporters. Literally went into like a crime scene and fucking just like aired like social security numbers and like private information just on national television. Just rifling through shit. No one did that with Dylan fucking Roof. Killed all those motherfuckers. They went up to their house.
$1,000 though, a hit. I'd do it. It's two of y'all. I'd do two for 17. I let both y'all niggas. Oh no, kids free. Come on, bring her in. Hey, honey. Hey, sweetie. Yes, you want to see that terrorist.
I guess someone from CNN stole a popsicle.
That's creepy. What, to eat it?
I don't know.
What that nigga fridge was looking like. That's how you really, like, that's how you know if that nigga was a terrorist or not. What that fridge looked like.
Well, what does the terrorist fridge look like to you?
I'm thinking they're eating the best of all, the best of everything. I'm thinking it's like, because you ain't saving money at this point. You know, like, this could be my last meal, so why not?
But so I figure you wouldn't have a whole lot of stuff that could go bad, because...
Oh, not, you don't care. There's reckless abandon.
Reckless abandon? That's
yeah, there's reckless abandon. You got it all. You got fucking the nicest of champagne.
No.
You got
assuming that we're grinding. All we're talking Islamic terrorists or just terrorists?
Suicide.
You think they keeping? What is it? Is that Kushner too?
I'd be. I don't know what the term of it would be, but I know that.
Whatever they why? I guess you gotta learn because you know
if you believe if you you know like
you ain't gonna get them versions even though Pope nigga. That's true. That's so stupid. I feel like that's how you get bitches in the afterlife with as much pork as you like.
And I got the ribs.
Like, I got ribs, bitch. I got bacon.
You got sausage. You got some pork chops.
What you want?
You gonna go got fucking goats. I.
He fucking them goats, girl.
You sound so loud up here.
It's beats. Oh, what's the rule?
God damn it. We're done talking about this salad. All right.
I guess we spent a lot of time doing
it.
I just want to know, like,
no. Around do your own goddamn research,
like around the world, like, and like, what constitutes bestiality? Is it your animal? Like, is it just any animal? Like, and like, is it like rules of the wild? Like, you know, like, cause I assume you lay with a bear or something, you gotta take on like bear. Rules.
You know that's like, fair. Like, you gotta, like, if you're gonna fuck like a bear in the wild,
that's
like,
what I'm saying. Like, if you get a bear to take that dick, like,
doesn't Leonardo DiCaprio get fucked by a bear in the zoo movie?
That's what he said. They said he got raped by a bear. That's what the Drudge Report said. The nigga got raped by a bear on the set of his new movie. A mama bear, cause he went into the nest and like. Agitated the kids or something. That bear rapist.
Wait, on the set or actually in the movie?
Well, you know, like, in a read too, like, he does, like, he's for real. Like, they were in the
There's
woods,
no way Leonardo DiCaprio actually got raped by a bear.
Nigga, that bear, like,
there's
did you hear?
No,
he gave an interview, nigga.
Who, DiCaprio?
Yeah, and he was like, I learned some things on the set. Like, he's like, I'm on my Oscar. That bear raped the shit.
I refuse to believe. Refuse to believe.
The movie's gonna be good.
What's it really about?
It's, I don't know, it's setting the time with the settlers.
I don't care, I can't wait for Civil War and Batman vs. Superman.
You're such a basic fucking You're such a basic fucking peasant bitch. Peasant, that's the second nice word. You're a peasant bitch because. You know it's gonna happen, one, and two, Chris Evans is not my Captain America. Okay. I think that's what needs to be addressed first and foremost. Like, he's a likable enough guy. What? Who is he? Why is he such a fucking superstar? What's he from? He's just that guy.
Wait, you wanna know
what's
he's
from?
You wanna know what's great? He was Human Torch in the terrible Fantastic Four movies.
Oh, see, I like that Human Torch, though. See, I like that Chris Evans.
Yeah, that's Chris Evans. Same character, just different suit.
He changed, dog. He just, that nigga changed. And I don't, I'm just, not my thing, dog. Is ScarJo gonna be in the new one?
Yeah.
With her titties out?
Probably not.
ScarJo got some of the best. She has some big old titties.
But,
like, wow. Very good. Good for you. And, you know, we're not sexualizing you in any way. But that's, good job. And she's like, she's so talented. She's like one of the most talented.
Mariola.
Shit came off her shoulder.
Mariola
is the least best part of the team. Like,
I'm a big fan of the Undertitty.
The Undertitty? Bye, man.
Y'all niggas can't fuck with me. I said y'all niggas can't.